Hier der WWE.
Ja, okay, komm.
Hey.
What's up, guys? It's we're back.
Hello.
Another week of WWW aka who? Start again.
We're back.
We're back.
Guess what day it is? It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, and you know what that means. It's Who Would Win Wednesday.
AKA
WWW. That's four W's.
Woo.
That's so many. cool. So, yeah, how are you today? How's it going?
It's very good. Well, good.
Great.
Yes.
Good to hear. It's
definitely
a good day.
Not in the same clothes as I was last week.
No. We record these every week.
Every week.
Right before.
Every week.
Every week right before we upload them.
Yes.
It's actually live. Believe it or not. It's live. There is no editing at all.
No.
So, yeah, last week's episode was a pretty tight matchup, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that was a pretty good.
That was.
I'm surprised.
The Losters took that one. That was a very close one. It was decided by one vote at the end, even though we thought it was going to be Rats by one vote. And then it ended up being 50-50, and then it ended up being Rats or Lobsters by one, which is crazy. Who would have thought?
Crazy turn of events.
I don't think we're
going to have to come up with something equivalent. I mean, we started off with a bang for the first
matchup. That was a good one.
We're going to have to kick it up a notch.
If you have any suggestions,
please
leave us
a comment in the comms.
I was only 98% sure that camera was recording anyway. Yeah, so the Lobsters
took
the Lobsters took the dub.
W-W-W.
The Lobsters are going to be moving on in the next round of the WWWB. AKA Who Would Win Wednesday bracket.
Yep.
So they're going to be moving on, facing another opponent eventually. Mm-hmm. As soon as we get done with this first round, we're going to have, I think, 16 episodes in this first round of 32 original thoughts. And then the winners of those are going to face each other in later episodes until we decide the ultimate one winner, AKA the ultimate champion, AKA WWWW champ.
Yes. Not to be mistook with the WWWWC.
There's a lot of WWWW abbreviations, but it's important
you
that
right.
You remember them.
We'll include a glossary in the description.
We'll
definitions.
For sure. All right, so what do we got for today? What's today's lineup?
Today's lineup is 31 sweaty middle schoolers back from Foursquare.
It's versus, important that they have
yes,
played Foursquare.
This is, you know, we don't just say things. These are deciding factors.
That is a very detail.
Yeah. Versus 503 agitated bees.
503 agitated bees are going to fight against 31 sweaty middle schoolers. I can kind of imagine which one's going to be the favorite amongst the people.
Yeah. But, I mean, you never know.
You never know.
You never know. I mean, it's not up to us. It's up to you guys. So.
It's up to you guys. If you want to vote, go follow me on Instagram, ber.telli. That is my Instagram. Follow her as well. She is Megan, with two N's, _ Louise, M-E-G-H-A-N-N, _LOUISE. S-E-E.
It's okay. I have trouble sometimes too.
You'll find a better way than us speaking it to you.
Yeah.
Also follow Cornucopia Studios on the
gram.
If you don't already, please follow. That's where we keep all our podcast content.
Yep.
So my poll posted recently on my Instagram has been voted on by several of you. Mm-hmm. We have not seen the results yet. We will look them up at the end to see which side is going to win. Mm-hmm. But for now, we're going to decide
who gets what side. Who gets
exactly
the middle schoolers and who gets the bees.
Going into these, we don't have any sides picked.
Nope.
It's like debate club. Mm-hmm. We're getting a side assigned to us. Mm-hmm. And that is the side which we will exercise our debating skills for. So, yes. That's the deal. Shall we have a flip?
We shall.
Megan is going to now flip the WWWC.
I have the honor of this. Okay.
All right. So,
what's the deal?
Heads, middle schoolers, tails, yep. Bees.
Okay.
And whichever one it lands on is the one I have to argue in favor of.
Hold on.
By the way,
I don't know how to flip a coin. My hands are so sweaty.
Her hands are so sweaty. By the way, we just want to once again acknowledge that this is in fact, what is it, a 1990? Yeah, this is
1990.
This is a 1990p United States quarter. So very important, one of a kind. There's not another one like it.
No, definitely
it is
not.
The WWWZ.
Only one.
Only one.
I'm not very good at flipping coins. Well, actually, I don't think I have ever flipped a coin.
You've never flipped a coin?
I don't think so.
How can you not have flipped a coin?
I don't know, Jack. Because I was. Can I just throw it up? It'll flip.
Okay. Whichever side it lands
on. I might have to. Putting you down.
All right. She's gonna throw the coin in the air.
I don't know how to flip it. Okay. Tails.
Tails. What was tails?
It was the bees.
Tails was the bees.
So, who gets the bees? Me?
No, I get the bees.
Okay. All right, all right, all right.
These are the rules.
Yes.
So let me just start by saying the bees are gonna win.
I can't even.
But to make this maybe a little bit more fair,
I'm not gonna front and say that I'm not a little.
Let's discuss the setting, the location.
Oh yes, yes.
Let's discuss the location.
Okay.
Maybe to make it a little bit more fair to the middle schoolers, we have it at the middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it matters too much to the bees where it is, but if we give the middle schoolers the home field.
Yeah. What time of year is it? I think that's good for the bees.
Think so?
Yeah.
What time?
I mean,
is best?
What do you think? You'd be like winter. No bees.
Well, then they can't have a fight.
True.
So it can't be winter.
True.
Spring, summer, or fall?
Spring.
Spring, what month?
April.
April, what day?
20th.
What year?
1990.
All right. 31 middle schoolers versus 500. Okay, 31 sweaty middle schoolers.
Sweaty, very important.
Just played Foursquare.
Yes.
Versus 503 agitated bees on April 20th, 1990. What state?
Washington.
Washington State?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because of George? Washington, because of the 1990?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. 31 sweaty middle schoolers who have just come back from playing Foursquare versus 503 agitated bees taking place on April 20th, 1990 in Washington State, United States of America.
Yes.
North America, world.
Pacific time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think actually having it be in 1990 gives the kids an advantage because kids in 1990 are probably a little bit tougher than current middle schoolers. I'm just going to go off.
Okay, maybe.
I'm not arguing
for the
kids.
So now you're arguing for me?
No, I'm arguing for the bees. I'm just saying.
Mm. Yeah.
Although,
I don't even know where to begin.
Well, how about the middle school in Washington State on April 20th, 1990. What's going on that day? They just played Foursquare.
Yes. Fresh off the square. There was a large fight.
Who remembers Foursquare?
Shout out Foursquare.
I hated it.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was probably one of the best sports.
I thought it was so dumb.
No. It's such an elitist game. How dare you? No. No. I would still play Foursquare if I had the chance. If there was a square, I would still play Foursquare. What are you making? What are you?
Scratching? Just having a scratch?
It's fun.
I always felt excluded, mostly because I didn't know how to play. Secondly, because when I tried to play, I would just...
I wouldn't win. Well, it's also... The boys would get in such a
competitive
fight. It would be hard to get that's social status. Even, that's like,
as a male, I always thought it was a bit too much for me. Anyway,
okay, fresh off the square, you know. So
how old are these
kids? That's a good
middle
one.
Schoolers. They're it's a variety.
So
it's from anywhere between 6th to 8th grade.
Sure. So raging hormones.
They've got.
They also could slightly be angry, agitated.
They've got some angst.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
They've got some angst.
The tween angst.
So how do you think that would carry over in a fight setting versus 503 bees?
Oh boy. There versus 30. Well, let's say hypothetically.
Those three bees could make a difference.
True. So could the one out of the 30 middle schoolers.
True.
Perhaps.
What is somebody, the gender ratio? 50-50?
Sure.
Or just,
let's be equality. Let's say out of the 30, the one kid, there's one kid who happens to be strapped with RAID or something.
That is over the top. I thought you were going to say one kid is actually like 17, but he's had to stay back a few years. I would be okay with that. I would be okay with that, but RAID, no. Well, actually.
Oh, there's a teacher that steps in, but there's no teacher.
This is post-school Foursquare, no teachers. This is just the kids and just the bees.
Okay.
You haven't really made that good of a case so far.
Well, what case would you make? Because
the bees going to sting the kids,
and inevitably somebody's gonna be allergic.
Yep,
and it's just gonna be disastrous.
Yes, my point exactly. Thank you.
I am admitting defeat already because I don't see.
Fine.
I don't see any way.
Why don't you go for the bees and I'll go for the kids?
No. Oh no.
You want to still go for the kids? You want to go the 31 sweaty?
Well, how would you fight it?
I would say that...
Enlighten me, please.
The kids have either no fear or every fear. So there's like a pretty good chance that these kids in this environment, in this tight-knit, small-town Washington State community, 1990, this was before phones, everybody knew each other, everybody was friends, everyone lived on the same block. This was a tight-knit group of 31 boys and girls. And I'm sure there's that one who has that leadership capability.
Uh-huh.
And he is he or she would have an advantage because they would inspire the other 30 to be fearless.
Well, what time would they have against 503 agitated bees that are coming in hot?
Here's the thing.
Buzzing.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yep.
I don't think the fact that the bees are agitated has anything to do with it. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because if the bees are going to attack you,
uh-huh,
Okay, if the bees weren't agitated, mm-hmm. you wouldn't be having a fight with the bees.
Well, duh.
So they're just going to be agitated. Well, and the kids are going to expect the agitation. Changing hands of the microphone.
True.
So I think that, therefore, the kids, with that one inspired leader, all it takes is one courageous soul to rally up those middle schoolers. Could be the coach's son. Could be the principal's son. Could be a dropout. Could be anyone.
Could be the 17-year-old.
Could be the 17-year-old who stayed back 3-4 years because of
separate issues.
Separate issues. So I'm thinking that the morale among these 31 youthful people,
mm-hmm.
of mixed race, by the way, we have all the races included.
Okay. Yes.
I think the morale is going to be high.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they had any prep time, they could take them. Now,
are you thinking like realistically, or are you thinking like movie? Because that seems like a little bit movie Hollywood. Yeah.
You may be right. I may be crazy.
Yeah. How about this?
But I feel like might be a lunatic you're looking for.
Okay. Well, I feel like we can't really take sides. What do you think? I feel like we go more general and abstract and
all right,
just
I'm,
say, like, what do you think? How do you think the polls are going to be swayed?
This isn't about how we think the polls is going to be. This is about us presenting our best arguments.
Okay, fine.
For the...
And as elaborate and perhaps Hollywood as it may seem.
All right, so I'm officially on Team B's. Or no.
I am on
Team B's. She's on Team B's. We have switched.
Yes.
We have switched our position. I think if one of them had raid, now you can see, as a Team B-er,
mm-hmm.
you can see my shock when I heard you suggest that one of these delinquents
uh-huh.
is going to have raid. You can understand how that would be jarring.
In what way? I think it would be laughable.
You want to give me the raid?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it is laughable because I think looking back now.
Wrong side, babe.
I don't think I think that is stupid. Because I don't think he would stand a chance with one singular can of... I mean, you might get past maybe like 30. You might get 30 bees. But you still got a few hundred left.
You think...
What are you making that face for?
I think with a can of raid, a bee killer...
Yeah.
I think the bees would go down. Especially if those kids are armed with anything else.
Now...
You know what? What are the kids gonna fight the bees with?
I don't know. Is this your argument?
They have one can of raid.
Mm-hmm.
They have tennis rackets.
Sure.
The kids have tennis
rackets. Have holes. It's going to go right through and sting.
I think they could do some damage.
Okay.
With tennis.
Well, now, here's what I'm thinking now. I know that bees are very much queen driven.
Yeah.
So let's say one of these delinquents, as you put it.
Yeah.
Decide to try to capture some bees, but oh no, they captured the queen, so now they're double angry.
They're
double angry and they're roaring to get for that queen. So They would stop at nothing?
Aye.
And perhaps raid resistant.
You think that capturing the queen would give them natural immunity from raid?
Naturally.
I would argue that if they captured the queen, then their hive mind would be shut off and they'd be like, what are we doing?
No.
They would go home and probably pass away.
Do you know how... No. They follow the queen. So wherever the queen... They will never leave. If the middle schoolers never let go of the bees, the other 502 bees will be still there.
They could make a trap. If they captured the queen, they could make a trap and get them all to go in the trap, and then you get the one sizable kid to sit on them all. Or something like that.
Yes, and then that kid's a goner.
No. Okay. He's got natural immunity.
Okay, sure.
Last argument in favor of the kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Why don't you go ahead? Why don't you give me an argument? I ran out. I mean,
What do you mean? What do you mean you ran out? You just. All right.
Let me recap. Okay. Let me recapitulate some of the most salient points here. Number one, the kids with proper leadership are going to be fearless. They will have no fear
against 503 bees.
No, they're over
500. Do you know the mass? Do you know how big and scary and loud that would be?
Loud?
Yes.
I guess.
That's scary.
But 1990?
I forgot. That that's like 1800s. Like.
No, I'm saying it's like golden age of...
Yeah, in the movies, from what you've freaking seen.
For the record, I don't regularly watch 90s middle schooler related movies. Actually, I can't even think of one.
Me neither.
So, your point is invalid.
Oh my god. Okay, fine.
All right. Ultimately, the year doesn't super matter.
Uh-huh.
But.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking...
Thinking about 1990s raid? Might not be as effective.
Might be more effective, though.
Oh, too much... Yeah.
It might be, like, it's recalled, more toxic. Yeah, like more... And then they had to tone it back.
Perhaps.
All right, so number one, proper leadership. The kids in 1990 are going to be closer, and they're going to be better at fighting. Number two, if you give them raid and some tennis rackets, I think they could swat those MFs out the sky. Boom. Number three.
The tennis racket? That is the stupidest argument I've ever heard. I'm sorry, a ping pong racket thing would be more...
That would make more sense.
Because it's solid.
A ping pong racket has substantially less real estate than a tennis racket.
But a tennis racket has holes. And
it is lightweight.
A bee is small enough to just go through the hole. I mean, have you ever tried to stomp on an ant and it just keeps going through the things of your
shoe? That's why you gotta twist it.
It's still... What, you're going to twist the racket?
No, you swat them out of the sky.
Sure.
And then you stomp on them.
Uh-huh. Jack, it's just, there's no way that you can hit it. You're just making...
I think you could. I don't think, how false. Big do you think the holes in a tennis racket
are? Big enough for a bee to go through. I don't understand.
I do understand. And I think it's because you...
now he's losing this argument, so he's...
Listen. He's okay, I understand that the bees are going to win. The bees are going to win.
Yeah.
But I'm just presenting my best argument as to why a
tennis racket
of tight-knit
tennis racket.
Middle schoolers, 6th to 8th graders, a ripe time can win. Can win. I'm not saying they necessarily would, but that's my argument why. I'ma let you finish. I'm gonna let you well, see if you can overcome that.
Well,
drop the mic.
You already gave me a good jumping off point with the tennis racket. That's it. I mean,
that's not an argument in favor of the bees. That's an argument against tennis rackets.
Okay. Well, in favor of
Give me an argument in favor of bees.
The bees.
What do bees have?
Stingers.
What do they have besides that?
Nothing.
What do kids have besides tennis rackets?
Nothing.
Friendship.
Oh my god. What is this, like some inspirational
no, I'm just thing? Saying.
Is this gonna become like a never mind. Go ahead.
I'm just saying kids have more valuable assets than bees.
Bees. Honey. Bees sting. Bees also have friendship.
No.
Community. Teamwork.
Yeah, because they're programmed.
Humans. Kids aren't programmed.
No.
Kids are. Kids. Let's say after this Foursquare, there was a large fight. Perhaps some people aren't friendly with each other anymore. Oh no, a large swarm of 503 bees, to be exact.
They will rally around the common foe. You are not giving me arguments in favor of the bees.
I don't know what else to say other than that they freaking hurt. And that's good. It hurts to be stung. Have you ever been stung before?
No. Once or twice.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I thought you never had been. But it hurts, doesn't it? It hurts.
It's been a while. I can't really remember the exact sensation, but I remember it being unpleasant.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Well, and it's just hard to escape from 503 bees. That's sure. All. That's all.
The numbers is...
The odds are stacked.
Any last thoughts?
Bees.
Cool. Let's look at the results.
Let's go to the polls.
Let's go to the polls. Grabbing my Apple iPhone 11.
Bro.
It is green. It is the pro. Hopping onto my Instagram, if you'd like to vote, be sure to follow me on Instagram, ber.telli. Already said that. Just got to remind you of what's happening. Let's take a look at what we got here. Are you ready? The final results are coming in now. Who would win? 31 middle schoolers
versus 503.
Sweaty freshman Foursquare or 503 bees. Agitated. And the results are 78% 503 bees versus 22 middle schoolers. 11 people voted for the middle schoolers and 39 for the bees. I can't say I wasn't expecting that.
Well, also, I have to say now, I feel like people will turn against me and say that I cheat. Well, because I had the middle schoolers initially, but you wanted to argue.
You started by going very pro B. So,
well, yeah.
And I was like, hold up. These dudes got a chance.
Okay.
So I decided, fight for him. No harm, no foul. I'll take the L. For the second L in a row. That sucks. Middle schoolers could take this if they fight to the death, but they'd likely break before. I think that is a great point. 503 bees is a lot of bees.
Agreed.
It's hard to argue with the facts. 503 bees is quite a few bees.
Quite a lot.
Are the middle schoolers allergic to bees? Probably. They're middle schoolers.
Yeah. Exactly.
That
what
is
I
also,
said.
It's hard not to agree with that.
It's inevitable.
There's got to be a few of them in the group. So maybe count those guys out. But give them the raid. They'll be fine.
Yeah, definitely.
So ultimately, it is time for our last segment, which will be 60-second Would You Rather. Megan?
Yeah.
You took the dub?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you 60 seconds
mm-hmm.
to discuss if you would rather fight 503 agitated bees versus 31
okay.
sweaty middle schoolers. Go.
Now, this one's a hard one. The last episode, I was kind of, you know, right off the bat, lobsters. However, this one's a little bit more tricky, I think. See, I'm not allergic to bees, but also it's not very pleasant. And it's just me. It's one me versus 503 bees. Whew. 31 sweaty middle schoolers.
Who would you rather fight? Who would you rather fight?
Middle schoolers.
The middle schoolers?
I don't know why. They're already tired. They might be intimidated by me because I'm older, simply by age. And knowing me as a middle schooler, I would, you know, perhaps same thinking.
All right.
You know?
Logical.
Yeah. W.